All right, let me go to my YouTube tab. What happened to my YouTube? Oh, there it is. All right, second thing, second.
All right, 10 seconds of silence.
Stop.
Doug, Brady Hoke, you know what? Who's gonna touch these kids?
Wow. I don't know if that was Brady Hoke or John underscore McClaid.
Was that a song?
That was the official Brady Hoke Get the Hell Out of Ann Arbor song. The official anthem to get Brady Hoke out of the University of Michigan. Welcome, everyone, to this week's TPS NFL Update. I am the disgruntled Michigan fan, E99, and everyone's with me. McClain, Tomato, Franchise, maybe Bourne will join us. Maybe Pantera will hop on. Maybe Canada, if he wakes up for work. Who knows? It's open mic night on the TPS NFL Update. And we got a lot to get into because we missed last week because work sucks. Right, McClain? Like, work sucks. Don't do work, right?
Definitely.
Doing work is the worst.
Play Destiny.
Play Destiny constantly. Don't have a life. Right? The game gets good at level 20. Right? Yeah. Level 20 is when it gets good. Don't do work. So let's talk about everything that's happened in the past couple of weeks. Michigan has lost two games. Two games. I know you're shocked, Tomato, that Michigan lost two games. I'm shocked. McClain is shocked. Franchise is shocked. The world is shocked. Now, when I say that Michigan's gonna shock the world, this is not at all what I meant.
Wait a minute. How many did they lose?
They lost two. Oh, two games.
I'm shocked.
You are shocked as much as I.
How did they not lose three?
Wow. Wow. That is not what I meant at all. not at all. So Michigan is now 2-3 on the season. I don't know if they've scored a touchdown in the last month. They, lost to Minnesota. They lost to Utah. They lost 31-0 to Notre Dame. We already talked about that, but the time has come. And I was saying this for years. I've been saying this for years. Brady Hoke is awful. He is awful. Here, let me play you a little something to Brady Hoke. And that's what he does on this. He does a little bit of this. He's like, hey, Devin Gardner. Hey, Shane Moore, you're knocked out. Go in. Is that what you want for your football program, McClain? You want a little bit of this? Is that really him?
Brady Hoke.
Come on. Nobody wants that on their sideline. His head is so big that he can't wear a headset.
I don't think it's his fault.
What?
I think whoever made this schedule, it's their fault, cause you can't put Appalachian State week one, cause that's like Michigan's Super Bowl, like, after that,
what?
You know, I thought they had won the season already.
Wow.
So, and that's why they're doing so poorly.
Oh my gosh. So oh man, this is not good. They've lost three out of the last four. They're a joke. The coach is getting questioned on ESPN up and down because the quarterback was basically knocked unconscious. Brady Hoke put him on a stick, stood him up, and threw him back out there. His leg's broken in half, and Brady Hoke is like, yeah. I mean, I get it if you're playing water polo. If you're playing water polo, this is what you want. right? Tomato. I mean, this is your coach saying, "Hey, go do water polo stuff." Yeah. Is that not true, Tomato?
That's actually not true. My coach pulled me out once because I said "aw" on the line about before we started play.
Oh wow! So
it was disrespectful.
And I agree. This is disrespectful to winning.
You know what?
So I am all for the firing of Brady Hoke. I've been for it ever since he got hired. You know what? Rich Rodriguez. Let's bring Rich Rod back, right? Are you guys with me?
Where is he?
I don't know. I have no idea. But wherever he is, let's bring Rich Rod back. He got a raw deal. Let's be honest here. He got a raw deal, right? Like, he was the one who had Denard out there. He was the one who brought Denard in. And everyone loves Denard. Let's bring Denard back. I mean, he's not busy.
Isn't he the starting running back?
He's the starting offensive weapon. Let's make it clear here, okay? Because you never know how they're gonna use him. Split him out, have him throw a pass, have him throw a pass to himself, catch, fake, double reverse, him at every position. I guess he is a little busy.
He's proving all the doubters wrong.
That's true.
Instead, he couldn't stay healthy.
Wow.
He's definitely stayed healthy.
So, Michigan is terrible. I still gotta watch all their games. It's just, they're playing Rutgers. And if they lose to Rutgers, this is it. Like, this is as bad as it can get. The only way it can get any worse, which it can't this year, is if they somehow had to play North Texas and then lost. That's the only way.
They would lose for sure.
And that's the only way it could get worse. What about, let's free Harbaugh, right? Let's get Harbaugh fired. He's a Michigan man. He needs to come to Michigan. He needs to write the program. I mean, there's only up, right? He can only get better. They're so bad right now. He'll be a god. He'll be a god. Who wants to deal with San Francisco and their terrible fans? They can't even plug an antenna in.
That's true. You're right. I think he's leaving.
Let's hope so.
Michigan. Cause that's such a hot job. Everyone wants to be in Michigan.
I mean, to be in Michigan, all you gotta do is this. So, come on, Harbaugh. Do the right thing. Let's make this happen. Me and you. Wow.
What if Michigan didn't lose another game?
Oh, well, then they would be.
Would he stay?
No. No, I want them to lose the rest of their game. This is the rare situation in which I want them to lose every game until Brady Hoke is fired. And then Harbaugh. Okay, so I got Michigan going all for the next 8. Yes, I have them losing next year's home opener.
That's the best prediction you've ever made.
Does it qualify for a reverse E. Diddy curse?
Let's hope so. Because I want Brady Hoke. I want him to be there for life.
Oh, man. Okay, so what else happened?
Well, before we move on from college sports.
Okay, all right.
I have an important update from the water polo world.
Okay, what happened?
I scored my first and second collegiate goals.
What?
2 weekends ago.
Whoa!
Guess who they were against?
Not Michigan, USC? I hope.
Caltech.
Is that a big deal?
No.
Oh. Okay. So wait.
Not at all.
Okay, so.
Caltech is barely a program.
Oh, okay. So, but 2 goals. What was the score?
Let me check. It was pretty bad. It was like 16-4 or something.
And you were, what is this? Is this like scrubs? Like, let's put in the scrubs. We're up by 10.
Yeah.
Garbage time.
It's let's give our slow guys some minutes here.
Wow. So you're the,
like, we were competing against people who had never played water polo.
Oh, I thought you were going to say could barely swim. Like they all had life jackets on.
they could at least get up and down the pool in some sort of fashion.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right. So, Tomater with garbage time goals. Two garbage times. Now, explain that. Like, tell me what happened. Like, do the play-by-play. So, you're coming down. Yeah, there we go.
The first goal, which is really the only worthwhile goal worth explaining, I'm on the right post of the goal, 2 meters out. I'm set. You know, I'm locking up. I'm facing the dude, holding his arms. He's holding mine. I spin, put my back against his chest. Ball comes in.
Hold on. Are you describing... Wait, hold on. Liberty Mutual... Wait, what? Dude, you're getting behind him, putting his arms around... What?
No, he's behind me.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
It's like a post-up. I'm, like, posting him up, okay?
Oh, okay. Is that what you call it?
Ball gets entered.
Whoa, ball entered.
Whoa, okay, got it. Keep going.
I step out to the ball, hands on the ball. I look at the people who are crashing in on me outside. Give them a little look real quick. And then I shoot it nut on the Cal Tech goalie.
Oh, my gosh. My ears feel dirty.
It was a sick nut.
Is that what it's called?
When you shoot right above the goalie's head, it's called a nut. Yes.
Okay. So you got sick nutted. And then
I nutted someone sick. And then the other goal shouldn't have gone in. Like, I just kind of, like, drove to the other post. And then someone gave me a pass, and I kind of, like, fumbled around with it for a second and then kind of just pushed it into the goal somehow.
Wow. And that counts?
Yeah, it counts.
Oh, okay. So where are you in the, like, if I look up collegiate, can I see Tomato on there? Like, I'm looking at collegiate, let's see, water polo scoring leaders. Like, you should.
You won't see it. You can see my swim time if we really want to do that. I can pull those up for you real quick.
No, that's okay. No, no bigs.
You can find my roster page.
Nah, no bigs. Nah, that's cool. I'm good. Hold on, wait. I'm looking at the collegiatewaterpolo.com, the official website of water polo in college. And let me enter a keyword search tomato. Let's see what we come up with. All right. A lot of matters. A lot of matter. No tomato. That's disappointing. So you go by your real name, or what's the deal?
Yes, sadly I have to play by my real name, which is the name you actually announced me with for the first time on the PlayStationShow.com, if you don't remember properly.
I do not. You're welcome.
So that's
disappointing. Wow. Okay, so officially, if you want to see Tomater's swim time, it'll be in the show notes. So that you can click on the link. Oh, there it is. Wow. What does this all mean?
Like, it means I swam a mile in 20 minutes and 4 seconds. It means I swam 100 yards in 58.99 seconds. And then it means I swam other times.
Wait, I thought you were a water poloist.
Water polo players tend to swim as well.
So you're a swimmer also?
Yes.
Wow.
I am a two-sport varsity athlete.
Whoa. Wow. There's a lot going on right now. My mind is blown. Okay. So I'm trying to find out, like, where I'm expecting when I click on this, your name is number one, but that doesn't seem to be the case.
No, that is not the case at all.
There's a lot of girls on here and they're at 2 hours. And Tomato is at 2 hours. So you swim as fast as a girl.
I swim slower than a lot of girls, actually.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but a lot of these girls have pretty good shoulders on them.
I got good shoulders. I bet I could beat you in a race.
Really?
I'm pretty sure. Like, I have big shoulders are the measure of swimming prowess, I'm like an Olympic swimmer.
Okay.
So
who's Adam Flake?
That's true. Who is that guy?
Oh, he quit.
Why?
He's no longer on the team because he was awful.
He's the only one you're better than.
Oh, come on, Tomato. You got to do work.
I did as much work as a guy. I tried to do some work. I'm not on sports teams to do sports, guys. Let's be honest here.
Well, what are you on sports teams for then?
To lose weight and pick up hot swimmer girls.
Whoa. So now it's all coming out. You're trying to fake liking girls. It all makes sense now. I get it. All right. So, where are you in the season? How many more matches?
Water polo, water polo kind of has like a tournament portion of the season.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we have like our games against teams in our division. Then we have our divisional games. So we're still in the middle of tournament season right now. We have a tournament coming up this weekend, the Gary Troyer Convergence Tournament, where we will be playing such illustrious teams as Penn State Barons, I think it's some like small school, some small Penn State thing. And then some other teams. We were going to be playing Harvard. No longer will be playing Harvard. But that should wrap up in like a week. We have like two more tournaments basically, and then divisions start, and then we have games every Wednesday and Saturday. Home games, actually, you guys, if you spend it used to be free. Sadly, this year it's paid. But yeah, we're about halfway through the season. Our coach gave us some talk about like Everest the other day. He was like, I've been watching a lot of like documentaries on the History Channel about Mount Everest. So let me give you guys some knowledge. It's like, thanks, coach.
Did it pump you up?
No, it didn't pump me up.
Why? It's because you don't care enough.
Well, no, you can have people carry you up Mount Everest if you pay them enough. The metaphor fell flat.
Wow. I don't think he was asking you to figure it out.
Wow. I mean, if he had chosen to instead, you know, give us the JFK speech about going to the moon, I would have been more inspired.
He would have been like, yeah, coach. Yeah. Yeah,
if he had said, we choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard, I would have been fired up.
But
I just found your schedule and records.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
Okay, no. Okay, read it off. Come on, people need to know.
They're 2-13 right now.
2-13, ooh.
Yeah. And they haven't beat anyone since Caltech. Who they destroyed.
16 to whatever, right?
Oh, and here's a box score.
Oh, wait, link the box score.
the box score to the big game?
Oh, yeah, box score to the big game. Guess what's going to be the post art? Box score to the... Oh, there it is. Oxy Athletics. Tigers, huh? Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Can I control F to Mater? Or is that going to happen?
If you...
He's down there at 18.
Yeah. 18. Oh, there you go.
Although they incorrectly say that I only have one goal.
Well, hey, stats don't lie. You're pumping up.
Oh, that's because me and Mills are flipped. I'm number 19, not number...
You didn't even get credit for your own goals. Wow. Who does? Now, you're going to have to complain. Like, you're going to have to go to whoever did this and be like, hey, this is official. This is my official record.
Yes.
You better get it fixed. You know whoever.
This is going to cost you money.
Yeah.
When you go pro.
And whoever does this is going to be like, yeah, whatever, man. Yeah, I'm fixing it. You got it.
Well, no. It's just that I wore number 19 that day instead of number 18.
Well, you wore Mills' number.
Yeah, Morris Mills. God, that kid's a fuck.
Eminem. Wow. Can't you get tomato on your jersey or whatever you wear? Your shorts? Your short shorts?
My suit?
Your Speedo?
My Speedo? No. I mean, I could, like, sew it on if I really wanted to, but
do it up.
No one's ever going to see that.
What do you mean? When I order the water polo subscription, I'm going to
be sitting on the bench.
Not if you play Caltech.
Which we do play at home, so be advised. But yeah, $15 gets you a season pass.
Hold on, I'm on the official Thomas Mater page. Alright, let's go down the stats. 6'3", 250-pound sophomore from Half Moon Bay, California. Position, I assume that's center?
Yes.
Major undeclared. Oh, somebody add MMA Rich. Hold on, MMA Rich needs to weigh in on this. Where's MMA Rich? Get in here. Hold on. Let's add him because he needed.
And he just had a nail biter against Connecticut College.
Oh, it was a nail biter last night. It was down to the wire. Basically, it was we were down by like 5 goals at the half.
5 goals.
5 goals. Yeah. It was 9-4 at the half. Because the rest of the team that was, you know, the team, part of the team that plays, they had a travel weekend. So they had driven up to Davis and driven back down from Davis, that weekend and played, Stanford, UC, Davis, and Navy.
Have you talked about football yet?
Okay. Well, just real quick, Mike,
yeah.
We just found out that Tomater is a 2-sports star in college, a collegiate athlete, basically a slave, but whatever. We don't got to get into that.
What's the second sport?
He's actually on the swim team.
Whoa.
Yeah, this is huge. And I'm trying to decide who is a bigger jock. MMA Rich, the baseball player, or Thomas Mater, the swimmer / water poloist.
Well, I never played any collegiate sports other than intramurals, so I'll defer to him.
Did you know that in high school, Thomas Mater helped his team to a league championship as a senior in 2012 and earned second team all-conference award?
What? Please.
Is this on his own Wikipedia page?
This is on the official water polo roster page for Thomas Mater.
A 2-sport athlete. I don't think they consider tiddlywinks and hula hoops.
What?
Sports.
Really? Those aren't
sports? Send a link. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Let me look at this.
We already went down. He had 2 goals in his last team win. 2.
Against Caltech.
Against Caltech, which is not a big deal, apparently. okay.
Well, you mean he got 1 goal?
Oh yeah, he only got 1 goal according to the official stats. The official box score.
What does this, related bios mean? Just basically everybody else that's on the team?
Has to be. Yeah. I didn't click that link. I had better things to do. Oh, so this is great. Oh, this is just like ESPN. Like, can I submit this to ESPN? I mean, water polo needs to be a link on the front page. All right, we'll take that up next time.
Wait, Caltech has more wins than we do? What is this garbage? Okay. Oh, they play like the smallest teams possible.
Why is there only somebody that's got a bad connection?
That's Tomater. Come on, Tomater.
I'm not dropping.
Get actually, fiber.
Reach.
Fiber optics or nothing.
I'm on 100 up, 100 down right now.
No, you're not.
I am on fiber optic. Yes, I am.
Oh, you think you are.
It's actually Maurice.
Oh. Come on, Maurice.
Oh, yeah, he is gone.
Oh, man. Okay. Let's see. What's next? The TPS MLB playoffs have concluded. And we kind of need Maurice. There he is.
Yeah.
Is this on me?
Yeah, this is on you.
Nobody else got that drop.
No.
Stop. It was just you.
It was just you, buddy.
No Netflix. All right. During the cast.
No, it's baseball. That's what probably is the problem.
Oh, stop watching baseball.
It's the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Good. I teed you up. Good.
actually, we're talking about the playoffs, the TPS MLB playoffs that have just concluded, or are they concluded? Hold on. I never got like an official email. There it is. Congratulations to the 2014 league champion, the Idiots, owner M.M. Arich, 14-6-1 with his championship win over Texas franchise. Hold on. I'm going to go back to the box score real quick. Idiots win 7-3, basically running away with it in the second half of this matchup.
Congratulations, buddy. Last year I was like last place in baseball.
So basically this is like you've made more of an improvement than the champion because you were already there. Act like you've been there before, okay, Bourne? Act like
what do you want me to
there.
Do?
Act like you've been there before, all right?
Just what else can I do?
Just hand the ball to the ref, okay? We don't need you dancing and signing autographs, all right?
I'm
just
not.
Hand the ball. Wow. Can you believe this guy? He wins two back-to-back. I would never do what you're doing right now, okay? Never.
Make it to the playoffs?
Whoa, what? Wow. Unbelievable. Okay, so you're a back-to-back MLB champion. Well, then nobody's active in this league anyway. So.
I kind of wondered though, Franchise, were you really paying attention much throughout the week or both weeks?
No, because if you notice, I didn't hardly set my life.
I didn't pay attention to that too much, but what kind of triggered it was the fact that I think it was late yesterday or today, you said, whoa. You whooped me. Good job. And I'm like,
like a surprise.
It's like,
I haven't been paying attention to it.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, well, maybe another default win.
Hey, great. A win's a win.
All right.
You need to throw it in Franchise's face. Oh, he took you to school, Franchise, bus driver style.
Well, we got a rematch this week, so we'll see what happens.
Uh-oh, free win for Franchise.
Shut up.
Okay, quickly, we haven't talked about any sports yet at all. There's a lot going on. The MLB playoffs are currently on. Oakland is winning two games or 2-1. I can't do that. That's illegal, right? No, I can say the score, but I can't do the play by play. Whoa, there's a long drive. who's got this? A 1-game playoff, Oakland and Kansas City. Bourne, you're the guy who knows baseball. Who's got this?
I want, I think Oakland's can hold off, but Lester on the mound seemed to be a little bit of rattled going on, just because Kansas City's got a lot of speed on their roster that, he's not able to hold guys on base very well. So they run a lot on him, kind of cause some havoc on the base pass. But, I think Oakland can pull this out considering the, slide that they had going into the last month where they almost did not make the playoffs. It took them to the very last game of the season to, make it a sure thing. And then on the national side tomorrow, I really want to see the Pirates beat the Giants. I want the Pirates to kind of have a chance here and see how far they can go because they've got one of the toughest, teams offensively that, really, they don't live or die by the home run ball, which is really kind of a tough thing for teams in the playoffs. Like you kind of have to have a well-rounded team at that point because you're going up against number ones and number twos on a pretty much nightly basis. So yeah. Overall, I think the Nationals are going to be the team to beat.
I want Oakland to win because I don't want to see Kansas City play any baseball. And I want San Francisco to win because I think Pittsburgh is good enough to beat the other teams. And nobody wants to see Pittsburgh in the World Series, right?
I do. I would love that.
No.
Pittsburgh versus the Nationals in a NLCS would be pretty phenomenal. They think in the American League it's going to be the Orioles.
The Orioles?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there are a lot of – because the Orioles have a phenomenal bullpen, so their starters don't even have to go like 6 innings. Their starters could go 5 innings and their bullpen would be fine.
Wow.
And Buck's such a good manager that he could play matchups pretty well and kind of – even for Los Angeles, which I think is going to be the tough team to come out, but I think the Orioles could hold their own against them because the Angels just don't have pitching. That's the problem with the Angels.
So Detroit has no chance then.
I just don't think their offense is as consistent. And even their, frankly, their starting pitching. I mean, Verlander's not been the same. Price has been okay, but Scherzer's still the ace of that team. And I just don't know. I mean, their bullpen is horrible. Like, they still have Joe Nathan trying to close out games, and he's, I think this year he had, like, between 6 or 8 blown saves, if not more. Just not getting it done at the end of the game. So it'll be a really fun series. All of the series, frankly, I'm pretty excited about seeing something different and some neat players finally making the playoffs.
Right. Okay, so let's see. What else? The Lions are still the best team in the NFL.
We're not gonna go into college football?
Oh no, we already
did. We did.
Did you guys give him hell for 2 weeks?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Cause he ducked it.
What do you
he
mean? Ducked I it didn't last, duck it.
Last wow, Tuesday.
I'm a busy guy. I've got things to do. I can't just be sitting around talking about fake football all day.
No, this isn't fake football. This is real football.
Wow. No, not with Brady Hoke as the coach.
No flipping burgers, basically.
It is not real football. If Brady Hoke's the coach, we already went through this, but we gotta fire Brady Hoke. Like, immediately. He is done
he's
in
already,
the city.
He's already kicked off.
Get out of here.
Wow.
Well, you don't like him playing concussed players?
How dare he?
I didn't really hear about that until yesterday. But basically they tried to write that off, right?
That's child abuse.
You know what happened? Since he still had his helmet with him, he was okay by the coaches.
And since he said he didn't feel like he had a concussion.
Yeah, because you can always take him at their word.
Yeah.
If Adrian Peterson can't play football for beating kids, either can Brady Hoke. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. Okay, well then go back to the Lions then, I guess.
Oh, they are so good. Oh man.
They're like, what, the maybe 15th, 16th best team?
No!
They're certainly not the best team in silver though.
They are so good that it hurts. That's how good they are. And you know what pisses me off? Every time I put an ESPN into my browser, it goes to ESPN Mexico. That's racist. What is up with that? I have to put in ESPN.go.com to get it to go on real ESPN.
Why would they do that? You're not Mexican.
I know!
Are you coming off of the Deportes, like, website?
I don't know what's wrong with this thing.
Why don't you have bookmarks?
Me and McLean have decided you're not even brown.
Wow. Well, then what's going on with my browser?
I was playing a game last night with one of the fans of the show, and he called you the whitest brown person he's ever heard.
Wow. Well, he needs to come to where I was born, because there's a lot more of us.
The barrio, as it's referred to.
Yeah, the barrio. All right, back to ESPN. Finally got it loaded. The Cowboys are terrible, right? Like, they are not good. They got away with one this past weekend.
The walk in the park? What?
Yeah. You can't play New Orleans every week. It ain't happening.
I'm sorry, we're just that good. I mean, who knew?
Wait a minute.
What?
Romolicious.
New Orleans, have they even won a game yet?
No, they're bad.
Oh, they're terrible.
Terrible.
Oh, so they got a free win this week.
Yeah, free win, and now all of a sudden all the Cowboys fans think they're good. Wow.
They have the same record as the Jets, who you're so excited that the Lions barely beat the Jets.
What do you mean they didn't just barely beat? Don't. The Jets are scary good.
People were talking about Rob Ryan as being the most overrated coordinator in the league. That the only reason because his dad played and because Rex gives decent sound bites is the only reason he's got a job still.
That's why he has a job, because Rex gives decent sound bites?
Yeah.
It sounds legit. Sounds accurate.
Also, Archer Lyon's valuable commodity, aka Megatron, broken.
Well, he's always broken though.
Yeah, he's busted.
He's been busted for years. And they don't need him anyway. They got Golden Tate. Oh, yeah.
Golden Tate?
Yeah. Golden Tate.
So that's all he is.
He's like a better version of Calvin Johnson.
Titus Young?
No.
I'm not going there.
All right, what else happened? Who else? What other team? The Eagles. Oh, the Eagles are terrible, right? Franchise, you agree the Eagles are terrible. How did they lose that game?
Because LeSean, they can't run the ball.
They can't run the ball.
What?
Is it because of their line?
No, they lost their running back.
No, their whole offensive line is hurt.
It's terrible.
A bunch of third stringers and think they're going to protect the quarterback.
Those guys shouldn't even be in the NFL.
Franchise, which jersey were you wearing this weekend?
DeSean Jackson.
McNabb.
I had on Jeremy Maclin Sunday.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's so bad. Like, this is terrible. And we realize that fantasy football is broken. So the San Francisco defense was amazing against Philadelphia. Amazing. Yet had basically no points. Philadelphia was awful. Their defense was awful.
Isn't that our commissioner's fault?
Wow. That is unbelievable. This is ESPN's fault. Philadelphia had special teams play, but for whatever reason, that gets awarded to the I think we should redo the defensive stats.
We know you mail in the power rankings. You can at least make an effort in putting together appropriate stats for defensive teams.
These power rankings are legit. The only better power rankings are on next week's. Next week's power rankings are going to be really good. Because I couldn't justify.
How do you know?
I couldn't justify putting the Rough Riders at first yet.
Spoiler alert. If that is a spoiler alert.
Not quite yet. But as soon as Beast Mode loses, get out the way. All right, what about Cleveland? No, they didn't play, right?
They actually probably got better because everybody rested and actual teams that did play got embarrassed. Such as New England and
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh lost at the end. New England's terrible. When's the running back coming back? Is he coming back? Do they want him back?
There's rumors that he may play this week, but if not this week, definitely next week. So your value or your attempts to trade Terrence West has gone down.
Oh.
You missed the window.
Oh. I tried so hard, too. The guy was offering Terrence West up to everyone.
Yeah, well, you offered him to me, but it wasn't a fair deal.
What do you mean? I never make fair deals.
Yeah, I tried to ask you, Diddy, to make like a bye week trade. Like, hey, we both have like shitty bye weeks this week.
And I took you up on that.
And you gave me garbage.
And?
Isn't that to be expected? Yeah, if you got out now. Yeah.
Garbage.
That's all he's got on his team.
Whoa. Okay, let's
slanging hot garbage.
Let's get into this. Let me go back to the fantasy scoreboard. We're gonna skip week two, right? Or we need to go over week two.
We need to go over week two.
Week three, I mean. Week three.
We can just skip.
Wait,
week two
three?
And three?
Week four. Which one are we?
There
going?
Was one big game.
Oh, the week three. We gotta go back to week three. You're right. Okay, week three. Really quick. Mexico Brownies beat in Caldwell We Trust, 97-64. Good job. You beat up a bad team. Congratulations.
You said he was going to beat me.
Wow.
And I think he was above me in the power rankings. Even though he had no wins.
Wow. I wish I had your schedule. All right. Team Twerk, 56 against TPS NFL Bums, 94. Twerk. Come on, Twerk.
Injury bug.
Yeah.
Wow. Fluke? Fluke that you only scored 56 or fluke that you've already lost twice?
What are you talking about?
Team Beast Mode loses to the Martinez Lazy King, 76. Oh, my gosh.
That's an indictment loss.
Oh, my gosh. What happened?
Team Auto Pick rocked you.
Auto Pick.
Tomato, I would not even talk.
Ooh.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I will shut it down right now.
Let's get into my matchup real quick. Please.
Wait, hold on. So, Martinez Lazy King, his only win against Team Beast Mode.
The only reason that was because I was playing with injuries.
Injury bug.
Can a free win be considered a dropped player in this case?
Maybe. I guess so. All right. Let's go. Glabra, you lost 58-99 to Team Chuck Norris.
Who put pathetic on the board at the end of the week.
He called it.
Yeah. But I can't tell if he was calling it for week three or week four.
Oh, wow. That is confusing. Heirloom Tomatoes, 81-85 to Team Canada takes a loss. Everyone expected that. And the
What? Okay. Well, no, this is why I lost this game.
Oh,
it was because the night before, it was Saturday night. Guess what? I'm in college. I still have a life. So I was too hungover to wake up at 9:30 in the morning or whatever god awful time the games
were
at.
You're an all conference player. What do you?
What?
It was an obvious play to start Alfred Blue over Arian Foster, who wasn't playing.
That's obvious.
And I would have won.
Oh wow! Obvious.
Obvious.
Wow.
I gave Canada a win. Sorry.
Good job, Canada. You beat the pants off of Tomato, and he liked it. All right, the TPS NFL Rough Riders taking care of business like everyone thought they would. 90-77 over straight trash. Homie didn't sweat it for a minute. I got this. All right, week four.
What Google says.
Week four. Let's go into the matchups. Team Beast Mode rebounding 103-86 over the Tomaters. This matchup had been circled for weeks. And, what do you think, Tomater? I mean, you kinda, you had your chance. You went at the king.
I forgot I had a bye week. That's me.
You forgot you had a bye week. Come on.
I had a lot of byes this week.
Come on, Beast Mode. You're not gonna let him excuse.
And both my, and two of my, I had three starters out this week.
Wow. Really?
And I had an injured Arian Foster.
Take a loss like a man.
Excuse.
You're right. It's an excuse. At least next week I have a chance at beating a team which you lost to.
Well, that's true. I don't know how to take that. That did happen.
Oh, so they're gonna destroy you too, huh?
You wanna put it on the board, franchise?
I put it on the board. I put it on the board that I was gonna whip your ass.
Ooh, in your face.
I put it on the board that you were gonna whip my ass too.
Wait, what? Wait.
I don't know what just happened.
I did. Check the smackboard.
All right, hold on. Let me go into the smackboard. Quick boxer. Let's open a new tab here.
You can't put it on the board after the fact.
That's true.
I said it 2 weeks ago, but when you were talking shit, I said I was going to take you out.
I said it 1 week ago. You're going to take me out. The game still hadn't happened, franchise.
Let's see what the votes say. According to the votes, 67% of the league thought Tomater was going to win.
That's because you just voted.
Wow. Wait, are you saying 67% of the league or 67% of voters?
67%
Because I doubt we have 67% of the league actively voting.
67% of the league. Hey, I don't know how many votes are
we
made.
We just come at this with percentages, otherwise it just sounds
two really people
bad.
Voted for me. One of whom was two of whom were not me. One person voted for franchise. That person being me.
Wow. Okay, next matchup. Brownies take down the Lazy Kings 115-68. I wish I had a free... Why do you have the easiest schedule in this league? Like, seriously, how did that work out?
Well, that's because our in-conference games are over. So now I get to play all you bad teams.
Whoa.
Wait, we only play each other once?
Later in the season.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
At the end of the season, the last three games. Against
right now, I get to beat up on the white division.
Team Canada wins 100-90 over the TPS NFL Bums. Both teams 2-2. Straight trash, homie. 114 to Team Twerk. Less than 60 again.
I'm just getting this out of the way early.
Wow, really?
It was just another fluke. That's all. Just
oh
fluking.
My gosh, that looks terrible.
Well.
Did you set your lineup?
LeSean McCoy was a bum who'd get a concussion followed up by 1 point because he forgot how to run.
Well, this is the matchup against Jiggly. Like, both teams' avatars are very... Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Not suitable for work. That's all I can say.
This was Straight Trash Homie's bye week. Heavy bye week for Straight Trash.
Heavy bye week. Heavy three touchdown player week. He had three different people get three touchdowns. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, that's random.
The Giants all of a sudden learned how to play football? What's going on?
Nobody would have thought that. All right, next matchup. In Caldwell We Trust wins 64-49 over Team Chuck Norris. 49 points, really?
Yeah.
That's the lowest of the season, right?
I think so. That is not good.
So bad. Oh, I look awesome now.
He did.
Yeah.
Put him on the bubble.
I mean, he kind of called out the whole league.
This year.
He called out the whole league. Pathetic.
Wait, whoa. In Caldwell We Trust bench outscored in Caldwell We Trust starting line. with no quarterbacks.
That is terrible. Terrible.
No quarterbacks.
Not good. The guy scores 64 points.
Tom Brady to the bank.
Wow. Just release your whole team, Chuck. Do the right thing. And then Galabra loses 83-92. Rough Riders get a bye week in week four. A lot of smack talk going on.
It was healthy, yep.
In this matchup, Galabra, he's at four players.
God, four dang play- it,
you
I
only
know.
Need 20 points. You got four players going. Unfortunately, none of those four players should be owned in a 12-team league.
Yeah, we'll just rather own Antonio frickin' Gates.
Antonio Gates did work. Three points of work.
When you score 3 points when you scored zero the previous week, I guess that can be considered work.
Doing work. And you thought you legitimately had a chance.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, not a chance. I thought this was done deal. I thought four of my players would be able to outscore Dez Bryant.
Yeah, cause it was close. Oh, like, God. You thought he had a chance.
And I benched Gore because everybody talked about Philly's front line being decent against the run. So I thought my chances, at least with Thomas getting some bulk of the carries, was going to be decent. But
you got to drop here, Thomas.
Guess what, Bourne? Talk is cheap.
Yeah, that experiment is over. Okay, this New Orleans thing you got going on, it ain't happening.
I wasn't planning on writing it out because I was planning on Torrey Smith to actually do something during the year.
Yeah.
Now he's going to just sit on your bench and rot.
He's going to be terrible.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay, so you're 1-3, which is not good. If you didn't, breaking news, 1-3 is not good. You're out of, if the playoffs start today, let's go. If the playoffs.
All I have to do is say there is an epic game of Madden going on right now as we speak.
I'm not playing.
I'm not watching. Who cares?
Nobody cares.
You can play. Shut up, Tomato.
Clown.
My division's still kind of up in the air, so we're all right.
Yeah, you have a bad division. I agree.
Yeah, I have a bad division, so we're okay.
Man, I wish I had a bad division, but I'm in it, so it's amazing. projected playoff bracket. Number one would be the Mexico Brownies. The 5-4 matchup would be Bums and Rough Riders. 6-3 Straight Trash and Team Canada. And the number two team, Team Beast Mode. Everyone else would be out of the playoffs, so nobody cares. Sorry, Twerk.
Bullshit.
Score
Lollipop.
Score 60 points at least. At least. You don't even got to win. Just score 60 points.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
All right. I have a little Sean McCoy. It's like a handicap for my team.
I don't know what's going on with them, but you need to start over.
He's broken.
All right.
Apparently it's Cam Newton is as well. I drafted a lot of broken players.
All right. Week 5 matchups for the TPS NFL. Lazy Kings taking on Tomato. Tomato, you're going to have to do something here.
I'm really going to have to hustle to make sure that I outplay the Lazy Kings. At least I have a decent waiver wire position this week.
I mean, they did beat Team Beast Mode. It did happen.
Only team to do it.
Only team. You're right. Be scared. Galabra taking on Beast Mode.
And now you have the third string Houston running back, just to confuse yourself even more.
Come on.
What? I've always had the third string Houston running back. Jonathan Grimes, I've carried Jonathan Grimes this entire season.
Why?
But Pierre Thomas is ownable. Or is droppable.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Right. You gotta keep your handcuffs, man.
Not your handcuffs.
And their handcuffs.
Handcuffs. Injuries do occur.
Pierre Thomas is the handcuff to the guy on the scout team. What are you doing? Galabra taking on Beast Mode. You got this, Galabra? Come on, let's get back to winning.
We'll see. If I can keep my winning ways against franchise and fantasy sports, then this could be my turning point in the season. Who knows?
All right, turning point matchup.
Yeah, upset alert.
Wow, really?
You got one
upset alert.
Is it on the board? It is now. You can't.
It is on the board.
You can't, Tomato. You can't circle every week. Okay. Wow. Canada taking on the Mexico Brownies. I got Canada in a landslide in this one.
Well, he used to be the worst team in the league, but since he trade raped you, he's 2-0.
What do you mean trade rape?
He's undefeated since you gifted him a Bob Bradshaw.
I was going to pay my respects to him last week if we had had the show and you weren't staying in at work late at night, but because I was wrong on the Bradshaw trade, at least for the first 2 weeks since he had made it.
Steve Smith Sr. leading the league in targets. Come on, do some research.
He was dead. His team was dead.
Do some research.
He needed life, and you gave it to him.
Wow. All right, Canada thinks he's good now, or at least these owners do. In Caldwell We Trust, taking on Straight Trash Homie. Free win for Trash Homie. Team. Oh, man, two bad teams. Both think that they're terrible. Torque and Norris.
Oh, free win for
me. Who's going to win? 25 to 30.
First one to 50 win.
Free win. I'm all over it.
This is the matchup of the week.
This is the 50?
This is the matchup.
Oh, I've already won, so we can just move on to week 6.
Wow. All right. And then the TPS NFL Bums losing to the TPS NFL Rough Riders. I got this. Like, my team is so good right now. And did you guys see the trade that just went down? I just got better.
What trade?
What?
You traded garbage wide receivers for more garbage wide receivers.
What are you talking about? Do you not? Who's leading the league in plays per game?
So you both think you're smarter than the other one? You're trading the same position.
It's a supreme gamble. That's basically what it is.
I was like, I don't want Brian Quick or Sammy Watkins. I don't want Torrey Smith either. And I really don't want Roddy Wright. But Atlanta does do a lot of plays. He's got to catch something, right? Come on. I think I won this trade. Like, if we had a – let's do an unofficial poll. Did he win this trade? McClain.
No.
I didn't ask you, Tomato.
I think you both lost.
Yeah, I think Bourne got the two better receivers.
Yeah.
Brian Quick is a better receiver than both Roddy White and Torrey Smith as far as reliability goes. And Sammy Watkins is deece.
So we all agree then. I won the trade.
Well, these are just your bench players, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're swapping.
Well, potentially players. Not. Potentially not.
What do you mean?
These might be my starters.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
That's not good.
Because EJ Manuel's benched, so now we've got Fear the Beard, Kyle Orton passing to him.
Oh no, that is not good.
Who can actually throw deep? Because EJ Manuel is just a poor excuse for a quarterback. And then Brian Quicks has been rumored to be the number one option for St. Louis when they get back.
But so they don't have. A
I like
quarterback.
The upside.
You know who their quarterback is, right?
Yeah.
No, you don't, because nobody does.
Yeah. Who is their quarterback?
Austin Davis. Who?
Who Never. Has more points than Tom Brady?
Exactly. That's not a good thing this year.
Yeah, it is.
Tom Brady is not good anymore. You saw the ESPN headline. He's scared. Tom Brady is running scared. Scared to be in the pocket. That's what it says.
It says scared to death.
Scared to death. In the pocket.
He's actually fearing for his life in the pocket.
That's what you want to compare Austin Davis to? Brian Quick's season is over. I win the trade. All right, let's go to Power Rankings. Power Rankings just released. I guess I'd have to load them up to look at them. All right, number 12 in this week's Power Rankings. No surprise.
Back home?
Yep, back where they belong, the Martinez Lazy Kings, down one spot. Number 11, Galabra, down one spot. Number 10, Team Twerk, down four spots.
Jesus!
He took a nosedive. Number 9.
Setting the bar low.
Number 9 in Caldwell We Trust, also down four slots. This team, this league is awful. Number 8, Team Chuck Norris, down four spots. Number 7.
All these teams you've named, they should all be tied for 12.
They should be. They're so bad. Number 7.
Yeah, at least I beat you.
Number 7, Tomaters. That's true. That's a point against you, Brownies. You're probably going down next week. At least one spot. Tomaters, number 7, doesn't move at all. Number 6, Straight Trash Homie, up 6. Number 5, Team Canada, up 4. Number 4, the Bums. Didn't they win this week? This past week? I might have to check.
Irrelevant.
I might have to check that. They're down 3-4. The number 3, the Mexico Brownies. Number 2, the TPS NFL Rough Riders. And number 1, Team Beast Mode, up 7, the Shocker of the Week.
Boom.
In your faces. That's it? That's all you're going to smack talk them? I mean, you're the number 1 team in the power rankings, week 4. All right.
Can I say, Tomato gave me everything. Tomato, how does dick taste? Ooh.
Jeez.
Wow.
Was that a Shaquille O'Neal moment? Hey, Kobe, tell me how my ass tastes.
Wait a minute.
Unless he said Yakum, no.
That made no sense, Tomato.
Yeah. Does that have something to do with Team Beast Mode and their skin color? Because that would be racist.
No, that is a quote that Shaquille O'Neal once said in a freestyle to Kobe Bryant.
Wow.
How many years ago was that? Like 15?
Yeah. All right, the Pick'ems, Beastmas, Spread'em Group. JT, 0. Born, 6. Franchise, 0. Tomato, 4. McLean, 5. Ronbro, 7. Ediddy.9997 and Bowser with 8, the highest picks of the week, and now tied for the lead in a tiebreaker situation. Technically, I would win if it ended today. I've checked the rules.
Slight dyslexia.
No, I just
you would lose.
No, I checked the rules on ESPN, and they said that it doesn't matter who's on top. What the real rule is.
The rules of the bedroom dictate otherwise.
Whoever's on top wins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I guess you're right. All right, what else? Anything else happened in the world?
What happened to,
what?
What was it, Goodiddy?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Yeah, Goodiddy. Yeah. Now it's the new name for Ron Bros team is Stop Daddy, Not the Stick.
Oh, no.
Which I was telling people, like, look at this. Look at his team name. Like, look, that ain't right. that ain't right. Like, what if he was the kid? all right, what else? Anything else in the world of sports, things that have been going on? I think everyone's, is everyone here? Are we? Is this official? We're all getting NBA 2K. Like, I'd like to make an official stand.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it.
I'm not.
What? You can scan your face into it.
Yeah, you next can face gen. Scan. I think we all need to get NBA 2K15. I've heard that they're doing a lot of work. They're dedicating resources to the online experience. Going to be much better. I've never heard that before from them. That they're going to fix the online. Usually they just ignore it and then it's terrible. But now they're doing it right. And then maybe someday Sony will take a page out of their book and do their online right. What else? Anything else that we missed? Baylor still
sucks. Next week basketball starts, right?
Is it? Preseason basketball?
That's right. TPS NBA.
Shoot. Is that league activated?
It looks like you can.
Alright, so.
It's not activated yet.
We're gonna,
What, so we got a draft in a week?
No, we don't got a draft. We don't got a draft in a week. We don't got a draft in a week, but we got a draft in a couple weeks. And we gotta make sure that if there's any changes to the league settings, I think last year's league went pretty well. I liked last year's settings. I don't think that we need to change anything, but we do need to go through the owners. Are there any owners on the bubble? Let's do that real quick. Mexico Brown Bombers. Bubble? No bubble. Bubble. Team Beast Mode. Bubble. Oh, we're Goofy Goobers.
Ooh.
Yeah, bubble.
No, he's not a bubble because although terrible at fantasy basketball, was active.
Was
yeah,
he?
Yeah, it's true. He was
active. He's just really bad at it.
He gave you Paul George for free.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about this.
All right, so we keep him. The Great Wall of Durant. I think he was active from what I remember.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he was.
Lionel Hampton, yes. Basketball Reasons, yes. Ball and Bowser, yes. Buzzer Boozers. Oh, that was Team Canada.
Yeah, that was after taking over for Tomato.
Yeah. Well, Tomato, do you want? Oh, Tomato's gone. I was going to ask him if he wants his team back. All right.
He's no.
And Hell in a Handbasket. I have no
idea.
He's
a college student, Edidi. He's too busy. Life. He's got a life.
Wow.
Too busy.
Too busy to talk to old people on the internet about fake sports and sometimes real.
It's real to me, damn it.
He went 0-19, remember?
Did he?
Yeah, 0-19.
Yeah, because even the Goobers beat him twice.
Those were the Goobers' only two wins, if I remember right.
Yeah, yep.
That was Boozers, right?
Yes.
Yep. Those are okay, so he's on the bubble. If you're out there and you're listening to this, we have at least one slot open, potentially two, for the TPS NBA. If not, we can just take it down two teams. It's only a 10-team league to begin with, but we can do eight. Do eight, one division, Ball Riders dominate. Sounds like a plan. That sounds like a plan to me.
We're going to do an option again so franchise can spend all his money on two players?
Absolutely.
Drop all stars?
Absolutely. Auction draft for the TPS NBA for life.
Okay.
Blow all his money on LeBron and Durantula.
Man, LeBron's going to be so good this year.
He is.
Oh, man.
Now, I'm getting an NBA package.
Did I hear correctly? They got Roy Hibbert.
What?
What?
Wait, no.
They're talking about Cleveland trying to go after Roy Hibbert.
For who?
Really?
For Verge?
For Cleveland.
No,
I don't know who no idea.
Oh man, I gotta search this.
Hibbert, yeah, me too.
Hibbert to Cleveland.
They need to let us earn this championship this year. Come on.
No, you get
that
grab.
Would be a challenge adding Hibbert.
Yeah, because he's terrible.
Well, because they just had that big salary dump.
I did read about that because they want to. If they have a $15 million. Except
most of it was to try and get under the luxury tax.
Where are they getting all this money though? They're trying to trade. Oh, okay. Dion Waiters and Brandon Haywood.
Where are you reading this at?
I'm at hngn.com.
Yep, that's where I'm at right now. I've never heard of this website until now.
That's not ESPN Deportes.
No.
No. Hey, Hoops Habit. There's a bunch of websites though.
Yeah, but they all got
Latino,
it.
Hey, LatinoPost.com is reporting the same thing.
Is HNGN the source, though?
What about Rondo breaking his arm?
Right. He was on a trampoline, right? Or was he?
It's not been confirmed.
He might have been on a trampoline, which is definitely against his contract.
Was he just by chance jumping out of a second-story balcony?
Let's hope not.
Saving somebody's life?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Saving a family member?
Oh, that'd be so good if it was.
Well, I don't think this is a good idea.
Cavs are going to be so good.
No, they're not.
They're going to be. Fair. Let me just not even say that they're going to be so good. They're going to be fun to watch. Let me just start with that first.
They already are going to be. Like, if they add Roy Hibbert, that's not even fair.
What do you mean?
How would they even?
They can't use him. Who are they going to trade? The lane.
Dion Waiters and Brandon Haywood.
Yeah. Who are they going to play at shooting guard?
LeBron.
Maybe.
No, what's his face? What is his name? They're going to put that one guy in.
Kevin Love?
No, not Kevin Love.
Mike Miller?
Oh.
No, he's a small forward.
He's on the depth chart on ESPN. He's there. He's behind Waiters.
What?
Really?
Yeah. James Jones, what? You mean?
No, not James Jones. James Jones should not be.
Because they've got Matthew Dellavedova behind Irving. They've got Mike Miller second behind Waiters and Joe Harris behind Miller. Then it's LeBron, Sean Marion, James Jones, Keith Bogans, this isn't even accurate because Keith Bogans isn't even on the team anymore. He was on the team for like a day.
Right.
For small forward. Then for power forward, it's Kevin Love, Tristan Thompson. Center is Verjao, Brennan Haywood, and Alex Kirk.
AJ Price. No, he's
a point guard. Roy Hibbert.
Wow, I don't know who's going to start at shooting guard then.
Unless they get somebody else. They get Ray Allen.
No, he can't start. He's old.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Harris. Dellavedova apparently is a shooting guard.
I don't know anything about him.
He just moonlights as a point, I guess.
Yeah. Oh man, the Cavs don't look as good as I thought.
No, they're gonna be good.
What do you mean? They got old Sean Marion, old Mike Miller.
They only need him for games that matter.
You don't need Sean Marion.
This is not
anything.
Greg Oden. They're not. They didn't bring Greg Oden to the team like Miami did last year.
Tristan Thompson is okay, but he has to play behind Tristan
Love. Thompson could start for a majority of the teams in the league this year.
Yeah, that don't make the playoffs.
Serving as our backup.
No, he's our not. Backup. He is not. Stop. You're buying into the hype. Uh-oh. Vorn's buying in. This is going to be a destiny situation.
You guys catch me at the end of the year. And if the Cavs lose, I'll probably be crying. You can probably catch it live online.
He's buying into the hype.
No. It's gonna be so fun. I'm getting the NBA package this year. But I think it's like 5-team package or something like that. Can you choose
just for
the Cavs? Can you choose the Cavs for all 5 teams?
Jesus.
Okay.
Well, wow. This is not healthy.
I'm sounding like E. Diddy with Detroit.
This is not healthy.
I get it now, E. Diddy. I get it.
No, you don't, because your team will actually be good, so you don't understand yet.
What are you talking about?
It's delirium
about?
Of another kind.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Hold on. Have you checked the roster lately? Did you know? Do you know who's not on Detroit anymore? Do you guys know? McLean was tweeting about it the other day. No, it was.
I don't think I caught it.
It wasn't a tweet. It was in the Hangout.
Oh, I don't pay attention to Hangout.
Villanueva is not on the Pistons anymore.
How'd they get rid of him?
I have no
idea. Did he commit a crime?
I hope so. I don't care what he did. He is out of here.
His presence.
He is doing it up with his Mavs brothers.
I didn't realize they signed Hasheem Thabeet.
Of course they did. I didn't actually realize that either.
Detroit did?
Yeah. He's on there. 1.2 mil.
Well, they needed a center.
What do you mean? They don't need a center. They got Dre Drummond for $2.5 million. Oh, my gosh. What a steal.
And you picked up DJ Augustine.
Look at this roster. And they're going to be able to sign a big-time free agent.
No, they're not.
LeBron, wait, hold on. LeBron,
they won't. LeBron, they cannot get rid of Josh Smith.
Does LeBron still have a one-year deal in Cleveland? I'm just checking. I'm just checking because there might be an opening.
No. No, you can't survive with the Twin Towers in Detroit. I don't want to make any other references based on that comment, but they're not going to go. It's not going to go well.
Spencer Dinwiddie? KCP? Oh, and KCP is going to have a breakout season this year.
If Brandon Jennings is still bringing the ball down for you guys, you're in trouble.
And he will be. You know he will be.
He's not going to share it.
Well, Drummond will just have to punch him in the face and take it from him.
That's what Villanueva's role was for.
they got the peacemaker on their team now, Jody Meeks.
The peacemaker.
Your team looks exactly the same.
What are you talking about?
I totally thought you said pacemaker.
The pacemaker. Greg Monroe, they handcuffed him. Oh, man. Oh,
that's unfortunate.
They're going to make a run. I can't believe Caron Butler's making $4.5 million. He can't even run. That's a waste of
money.
Neither
can Meeks.
Is he better than Sean Marion, though?
No, they're both terrible.
Okay.
They're both washed up.
All right.
All right. Here's the deal. Greg Monroe, Brandon Jennings, and Josh Smith for LeBron, Irving.
As soon as you
Love.
Say Josh Smith, deal's off.
What?
As soon as you say Josh Smith with anybody, the deal is off.
He's terrible. God, all he does is take 17-footers, and he's the worst at them.
No, he is so good. Oh, I love
He's an
Josh
albatross.
Smith.
$13.5 million.
Oh, he is so – he's getting right into his prime right now. Like, this is the best Josh Smith you're going to see on the
course. So Detroit underpaid? Is that what you're saying?
Gundy's so pissed that he can't get rid of him. So pissed.
Van Gundy is going to fix Josh Smith. You guys just wait. All defensive.
Yeah, he did
first
wonders
team,
for Dwight Howard.
All NBA first team, top five in the MVP ballot voting. I'm calling it right now. And
he's actually going to turn away all of the good players on Detroit. So like Drummond is going to be pissed. Jennings is going to love him, and Smith's going to just be in heaven.
God.
He's going to shoot over 50% free throws this year. I'm calling it.
Oh, my. Yeah. Okay. Is he getting to stand under the rim when he's doing his free throws?
I can't wait to start my franchise with the Pistons. NBA 2K15. Can't wait.
So you can hurry up and lose to the Mavericks.
That assumes a lot of people are going to be defending him to get fouls. Because as soon as he backs away, like Bowser was saying, 15 feet away from the basket, they're not even going to.
No, they'll let it wide open. Go ahead, take
it. I'm going to make a custom schedule so that I only play Dallas and Cleveland so I can go undefeated in my season.
What, in NBA?
Yeah, in NBA 2K.
Oh, are you going to play franchise mode, all rookie?
Wow.
Yeah, that's a connected franchise I'd like to see.
Okay, what else?
He's not here anymore.
I don't know. Or he didn't get it. One or the other. All right, what else? Anything else? We need to wrap this up. I'm a busy guy.
Okay.
Why did it take so late to start?
What do you mean? We were started already.
Why didn't I get an invite? Who do I blame on this?
No, we tried to call you as soon as we got on. Yeah, but then franchise, actually, you're right. Maybe my calls don't go through because he's the host.
Probably, yeah.
Darn it. So, yeah, you were on, but you probably didn't see me trying to call you because it didn't go through.
Okay.
You're bad.
Yep, my bad.
All right, I didn't get closing music. Dang it.
Just play that Brady Hoke thing.
The Brady
Hoke. Wait, last words?
The Brady
Hoke. Is it the soundbite of the player pleading not to go back into the game?
Basically.
When he was limping back onto the field. All
right, quick last words, Tomater.
Nobody cares.
Wow. Official Brady Hoke song.
Brady Hoke. Touch these kids, and so